welcome to our fifth edition of the Stratov Talk Show. Today's guest is Miss Southgate. We will be asking her a series of questions, and then we will ask class whenever they have, if they want to ask any questions.
Yeah, so Miss Southgate, just to like get started, where are you from?
I'm from the United Kingdom, England.
Yeah, when and why did you join the school?
I joined the school in August 2010,
mm-hmm.
and I originally came down here for an interview. I was working in Cologne at the time, and I was as a primary principal there, and I came down for an interview for a class teacher position,
mm-hmm.
and then when I came for the interview, the head of school at the time, Mr. Coyne, said, actually, we're looking for a primary principal. Would you like the job? So, I came because I wanted to be in Cologne, in Frankfurt. I wanted another challenge, and it was a very new school at that time. It was only a year old, and it was very small, and I felt I had the opportunity to contribute and make a difference to the school as it grew.
So, was the school in Cologne that you were the primary teacher of the first school that you were a part of, or...?
No, I've worked in lots of schools, so I started my teaching career in England
mm-hmm.
many, many years ago. And then after a while teaching in England, I felt like I wanted to work abroad. So I worked in a school in Prague for 3 years, and that was a British international school. And then I worked in a school in Amsterdam, which was also a British international school. And then I moved to Germany, and I worked in the British school in Bonn. And then I also worked in a state German school, Seeheim Jugendheim, which is not far from here, which was a bilingual local school. And then I went to the school in Cologne, and now I'm here. So I've worked at various different schools. And this is my first IB school, so that was also a new mm-hmm. challenge for me when I joined.
What differences were there from when you joined the school that you think are good?
Are good? So in the beginning when I came, we didn't really have much in the way of policies and procedures. The school was new, and it was very, very small. I've actually bought the yearbook from my first year. I can show you some pictures. I was looking at it, and like the classes in primary had 6 or 7 children in them. But it hadn't been, nobody had sort of sat down and planned all the policies and things before the school opened. So they opened the school, and then we had to think about school routines and policies for going on school trips and all those kind of things. So we had to make all of that as we were working at the school. So I think that's a vast improvement, and also the curriculum that we've been working on now is a lot better than it was when I first came.
So if you could teach like anything in MIP, like any subject, what would you teach?
I think I'd like to teach art, because I like students, I should say, in secondary to be creative, and it's great to give somebody sort of like an impetus, an input, and to see what they make of it. I like to see people being creative.
Were you ever like an art teacher in your previous schools, or were you only a principal?
When I started teaching, I was a classroom teacher. Mm-hmm. And so I spent many years as a classroom teacher, and then part of being a classroom teacher is teaching art as well.
Mm-hmm.
But I've never taught it at secondary level, so that's different.
So you were only a primary school teacher?
Yes, so I did my training to be a primary school teacher, and I've taught in primary schools all my teaching career.
And about how the school changed, what changes do you dislike that happened in the school?
What I dislike, it's not really a change, but the school has grown so much that we don't have any space in the building. So the building hasn't changed, but now we find it hard to find rooms for meetings or for small group work, and I think we should have had a new building a couple of years ago when it started to really expand.
So in general, do you think that the school growing and the school like evolving has been for the better or made it like a bit worse?
I think it's definitely better for the school. There are more students, more teachers, more opportunities. We're much more organized, everything's much clearer, like the curriculum and everything. But I just think that where we are now, the building that we're in and this space that we have on the sort of corner of the HLL campus, I think we've outgrown it and we're ready to find somewhere else.
So about now to the learner profile and to the ATL skills.
Okay.
Do you think that the learner profile should be taught more in MYP because, like, as much as they're taught in PYP, because here we mainly focus on ATL skills?
I don't really know how much you work with the learner profile in MYP, but it sounds as if perhaps you were thinking it should be taught a bit more. I mean, I know in primary, like all the way through kindergarten and primary, it's something that we keep referring to when we mm-hmm. when we support people with behaviour choices and things like that. So I imagine perhaps you could teach more, but I also know that in secondary you've got so many more commitments as far as learning, and you've got much more homework and things like that. So perhaps it's something that has kind of lost a little space, and if you're focusing on the ATL skills, that's something that we don't focus on as much as you do, so maybe there has to be some give and take there.
So what's your opinion on our ATL skills?
I think they're good. I think it's a good framework for people to think about their own skills and see which areas they need to improve in, which areas they're strong in. I think it's a good thing to focus to help people as learners and as human beings.
So if you could add like any subject to the POP curriculum, it doesn't have to be out of MYP or even out of our school, with no question asked, what would it be?
Any subject? So a few years ago, I went on a course about forest schools and outdoor learning. And I went to the school in Dusseldorf, and they've got a very big outdoor space, and they've got like outdoor classrooms. And they do some of their lessons out of doors, and what they learn about is not like, it's more about sharing the planet. So it's about looking after the garden and building things, and I think it's very important for people to spend time outside and do constructive, practical things. And I know that, you know, we're working hard on our little garden space here, so. But I think if we could include like a lesson a week of outdoor learning for all of the children, I think it would be great.
Yeah, I do share that opinion that we should have more classes like outside, even when the weather is nice, maybe, and to get like some children's energy out. And now, again, switching topics. If you could switch places with any staff member in the entire school for a day, who would it be and why?
That's interesting. I don't know. Maybe I would like to try to switch with like a secondary teacher or something to see what life is like in secondary. I think maybe after one day I might be happy to come back to primary, but I think perhaps I'd be a secondary teacher for a while, because I think I've got an idea about kindergarten. I've got quite a lot of contact with kindergarten, and I see what the administration do, and I think that would be a challenge for me, shall we say.
So, like, about which subject would you teach?
Well, then I think I would try art, because that was what I said before, I'd like to try, so.
Would you like to become maybe like a temporary art teacher for like maybe the POAPs, or maybe like come in and teach art for like a lesson? Would you like that?
To come and teach art in mm-hmm. secondary for a lesson?
In POAP or secondary, would you take... Or wait, I have a better question. Would you switch your role right now with being an art teacher in either POIP or MIP?
I think I would do it for a day, perhaps. I don't think I would do it permanently, but why not?
So you were only classroom teachers when in like your previous schools and POIP principals, right? So
yes.
Primary principals.
Yeah.
And
although I did teach EAL for a while when I was in Prague, I was the EAL teacher there, actually, mm-hmm. now I think of it.
So, and you were only in British schools with the exception of the German State School?
German State School, and the school I came to before this one, the one in Cologne, was actually a form school then. Mm-hmm. So that was a sort of a bilingual school like we are now in primary.
Has it only been bilingual schools, or was it also like a few only English?
So most of the schools were only English. It's only like the school in Cologne, the school in Seeheim-Jugendheim, and this school now that's bilingual. So mainly I was teaching in British international schools that everything was taught in English. And then the students had some lessons in the language of whichever country I was in.
Yeah, so from around where are you from in England?
So I'm from an area called Gloucestershire, mm-hmm. which is in southwest England. I don't know if you've heard of Bristol. It's not far from mm-hmm. Bristol and Wales, so it's quite. In England, you're always quite close to the coast, so it's nice.
Did you do your training, like your teaching training and your degree, did you do it there or did you move around?
So I did my degree. I did a degree in European Studies, first of all, and I did that in Hull, which is in the north of England. And then after that, I travelled for a while and I went and taught. I did a course in teaching English as a foreign language, and I worked mm-hmm. in Spain. I lived in Barcelona for 5 years. And then I went back to the United Kingdom. And then I did my PGCE, which is a teaching qualification, and I did that also in the north of England, in Bradford.
Have you like only been a teacher or a principal, like from profession-wise, have you only ever been a teacher?
Pretty much, because I was doing English as a foreign language, and then I've been primary school teacher. I mean, when I was at university, I did sort of various part-time jobs and things like that, but my career-wise has always been focused on teaching, yeah.
So, yeah, if you could add, or if you could take any MYP subject and add it to the POP curriculum that they don't have right now, what would it be?
I mean, the thing is, as you know, in PYP we work very much with units of inquiry mm-hmm. and we don't sort of teach separate subjects, but I think perhaps what we need to do, and this is something we keep trying to do, is to have a more science focus within the units of inquiry. So I would keep the units as being transdisciplinary, because I think that's good for the children, but just make quite sure we have more science in our units, because a lot of our units are sort of language focused or history geography focused, and it's important also that students learn more about science.
So like, about how many units and how long do you think each unit should be, like in PYP? Because as you said, it's spread across nearly all subjects.
So the units are, we have 6 units in the school year, and they're about 6 weeks long. It depends a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But normally they're six or seven weeks long.
Do you think that they should be longer or maybe shorter?
No, I think 6 weeks is quite good, actually, because it gives people time to, give students time to get into whatever it is they're studying, to really find out about it. But if it goes on for a long time, then, you know, they're ready for a change. So I think it's quite good. And also with the length of the school year, if you were going to make them longer, mm-hmm. then we'd have to have fewer units. And yeah, I think it works quite well.
So
I think Orest is trying to say something.
Yeah, Orest, do you have a question?
How do you think is electronic so for computers? Do you think it would be better in our school if we would have a paper, so we would have books without and computers?
No, I think computers are the future. That's how everybody communicates these days, and it's where we can find a lot of knowledge and things. So, obviously, I think we need books as well. We shouldn't sort of throw all the books out. I think we can learn from books and we can learn from computers.
Carl Heck, please come to reception. Carl Heck, please come to reception. Thank you.
And it's also important that students learn how to use, you know, computers safely, and to understand that not everything on the internet is true. And I think it's important that they learn about that at school.
Yeah, so a question leading on to that. If you could change, like, the grade in PYP where you start working with computers, like, what would it be, and if not, which grade is it? Like, no.
So at the moment what we have is we have iPads,
mm-hmm.
And so in reception and PYP 1 they use the iPads, and in PYP 2 they start using the laptops. So we have a trolley, as you probably know, with mm-hmm. computer, with laptops in there, and it is a bit of a challenge for the PYP 2s to use the laptops, especially in the beginning. I know it's very frustrating, because to get on they have to like put in their name and their password, and they don't know where all the mm-hmm. keys are, and it takes them a long time, whereas with the iPad they just open it up and they go straight in. So perhaps it could be a little bit later. The problem is that the PYP 2s, they start doing the map tests in PYP mm-hmm. 2, so they need to be able to use the computer to do the map test. So, but yeah, I think for the children, maybe a gentler transition from the iPads into the laptops, like PYP, late PYP 2, early PYP 3, maybe better.
Yeah, is there any subjects where you would like prefer that they don't use any laptops, or that they only use laptops?
I don't know, it's hard to say, really. because there's advantages and disadvantages. Like, you know, maths, there's so many maths activities that you can do online, and you're practicing your maths without having to write it down. Even with art, you can do, you know, computer-based art. So I think, I mean, even in sport, you know, you can video people doing sport activities, and then you can feedback and you can show them what they've done well and what they can improve. So I can't think of anything really where I would say no laptops or only laptops. I think a combination is probably best. I think Oris has another question.
What would you say to our food industry?
I used to eat the food in the bistro. It's okay. I used to take the duty on the Friday afternoon lunchtime, and I found that sometimes they were like serving food that maybe had been out on the day before or something, and it wasn't interesting enough for the children. I think there could be more variety in the bistro.
Do you like the PRP lounge or the bistro food better?
Yeah, I think the PYP lounge food is better. Yeah.
Does the class have any questions?
Yes.
Maybe except this school, what were the best schools you have been in?
The best schools I've been?
Except that.
I mean, I really like this school, actually. I mean, I feel that I've put a lot into this school. I've seen it grow, and I think it's a very special
yeah,
school.
Except
this one. Oh, you're really trying to pin me down now. I did like the school in Bonn. It was in a very nice location. It was sort of on the top of a hill, and it was very much an English school. So that was a very different kind of system, but I enjoyed that one. Yes?
What does it feel like being the primary principal?
What do I feel like?
Yes.
It's a bit hard for me to say because I am the primary principal. It's a very responsible job. You know, there's a lot of people that always want my support and my help. So I feel I've got a lot of responsibility, but I'm also quite proud of what we do, and I'm proud to be able to help people and to watch young people grow. I've seen people go all the way through kindergarten up to DP, and that's quite special to see them when they're this big and then when they leave us. So yeah, I feel it's hard work and it's a lot of responsibility, but it also gives me a lot of pleasure and a lot of pride.
Yeah, Julia?
What do you think is the best thing about the school?
The best thing about the school, I think, is the community. All the people, the teachers, the children, the parents. I feel we really come together as a good community.
Leila?
If you could change one thing about the school, what would it be?
So the building, definitely. Let's get a nice big building with lots of space, with extra classrooms and meeting rooms and art rooms for the primary children and outdoor learning spaces, and that would be the one thing. But maybe that will come in the future.
Carolina?
You like the disponibility of activities in school, or if you need to add some room or some activity new, what would you add?
To add a new room or activity. Do you mean after school or you mean during school time?
Doesn't matter.
Okay, so I think I already mentioned about more outdoor learning. I think that would be one thing that I would like to add. And I think perhaps in the primary school, if we had a space like a drama space, you know, like a stage or a theatre or something, I'd like to see more drama going on, not just in primary, but across the whole school. Yes?
Do you still have assemblies?
We do have assemblies, yeah. We don't have them as often. We used to have them every week, and now we have them every other week. So one week we have an assembly, and another week we don't have an assembly.
Yeah, I remember it was every Tuesday, last
year. Yeah.
Every Friday? No, every Tuesday.
Yeah, it was Tuesday.
Oh. It's been on Tuesday for years.
Ashton?
Say you were given the choice to redesign the building.
Oh yes.
If it were to cost a lot and you'd have to close school for maybe a month, do you think it'd still be worth it?
I think so. I don't think a month is very long. I think if we have a new building, if somebody builds a new building for us, it's probably going to take a couple of years, to be honest. But I don't think they would close the school, because obviously the students need to carry on learning, and the school relies on the income from the parents to exist. So I think they would probably start to build a new building while we're here, and then at some stage they would move us over.
We could always do virtual learning again.
Do virtual learning.
That was pretty fun. Okay, Orest, again.
What is for you Ivy School?
what is an IB school? An IB school is, it's about the student learning. So when I went to school, it was a long, long time ago, and the teachers had all of the knowledge, and the teachers were the experts, and they stood at the front of the classroom, and they told us stuff, and we had to learn stuff, and then we had an exam, and then when we'd done that exam, we went on to the next thing, and we learned the next thing, whereas in an IB school, it's starting from what you know about something and what you want to find out about something, and helping you learn what you need to learn.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you have a best teacher in the PS?
A best teacher? Oh, I'm not allowed to say that. All my teachers are good.
I agree.
Okay. Is there any other questions?
No.
Okay, thank you.
Do you have a question?